Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey today, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
41.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
I will be voting.
It will be definitely.
Yes.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
8.
Thank you. And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote as an 8?
Because we have candidates as running for president that I don't believe is suitable for the United States.
Okay. I'm recording your answer, so thank you so much.
Okay.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Oh, right now I'm a little dissatisfied.
Would you say just dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Just dissatisfied.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
Approve.
Would you say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I think it's getting a little better. It's getting better.
Okay. I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for the upcoming election. I want you to rate on a 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. You say 10 if it is most important, 5 is somewhat important, or 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number. Let's start with ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected. From 0 to 10, how important it is?
10.
Thank you. Reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. From 0 to 10, how important it is?
10.
Thank you. Creating more affordable housing and addressing homelessness. From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Investing in Medicaid to provide more access to home care and better wages for home care workers. From 0 to 10, how important it is?
I'm going to have to say that's a 10.
Okay. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
That's a 10.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you so much. And the last one, taking greater action to combat climate change, making us less dependent on fossil fuels and building a clean energy future.
10.
Thank you so much. Thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be the most about? You may choose up to two options, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, tackling inflation and improving the economy, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination and racism, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedom, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, stopping our hard fight for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, or other. You can choose any of them or up to two.
So I want to say that women's productive rights.
Okay.
And making college more affordable.
Thank you so much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them, and you can use any number from 0 to 100 if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Let's start with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 100. How favorable is him for you?